My name is Shannon Schlecht, the Executive Director of the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute.
Shannon, I wanted to talk about the first ever conference that's being held tomorrow in Minneapolis. The reason for doing this and what you're hoping people will take away from attending.
Sure. Yeah. No, we're excited about the New Uses Innovation Forum. It's the first time that we're doing this, as you said. And I've been with AURI now about 1.5 years. And I've been traveling around the state and meeting with many individuals, organizations, and there's just so much happening in the state of Minnesota around food and ag innovation that we wanted to pull all those people together, their resources, and have a day just to hear more about what's going on, hopefully make some connections for people so they can move those ideas forward. So as I look at the objective, Mark, it's really to build that connectivity around value-added agriculture. And just that awareness around all the different groups that are active in this area, the commodity organizations, the universities, entrepreneurs, the agribusinesses, everybody that's, you know, actively and having these ideas, and how can we work together to get more of these ideas into the commercial market.
Give me an example or two of some of the research, some of the innovation that's going to be on display at the conference.
Yeah, so we have a couple of agribusinesses based here in Minnesota that will talk about their products. One is a Java Cycle, which is working in the co-products area, bringing a soil nutrients into the marketplace. And we have Centava, which we've worked with in the past. They created the purple corn as a food ingredient. Then we have Orlando Lakes will be part of the discussion tomorrow from their animal nutrition side. And then we're also going to have a couple of our past Ag Innovator of the Year's recipients, those being Earth Clean, which created a cornstarch-based fire retardant, and then K's Natural, which is creating protein snacks for that health food market. So we'll have a lot of different examples from the wide gamut of the innovative ideas that we see across the state.
Is there really a target audience for this conference, Shannon? Are you hoping that farmers come to learn more about some of these innovations, some of these new technologies on the food production side, folks that can come and learn more about how the food is getting to the fork, so to speak? Talk about who you're really hoping participates in this.
Yeah, so we cast a pretty wide net for this first event, Mark, in terms of looking at the potential audience participants. And, you know, we're hoping that producers will come and see what's happening here in terms of creating new value and new utilization for the commodities that they're growing. I think agribusinesses and entrepreneurs in the state is another audience so that they can hear about the resources that exist and hopefully get connected to some of those resources and some of those investment opportunities. And then I think for larger businesses where they might see something that's innovative from another business where they might want to have a talk and some conversations to see how they might move those ideas forward. So I, you know, it's a pretty open audience for this first event to kind of see where the interest lies and where the conversations go and how we might look at this going forward in terms of where those interest areas lie.
Anything else about the conference that you wanted to make sure we talked about?
You know, it's a full day event. We've got a great lineup of speakers from the corporate vice president of research and development for Cargill to the CEO of the LARDA Institute that leads the global ag innovation showcases put on every year to look at ag and food innovation to our small entrepreneurs. We also have a session on the investment community from the MDA, Department of Agriculture grants, the Initiative Foundations to more of those traditional angel fund and venture capitalist services, and then as well as the universities and the research promotion councils to talk about what are their interest areas, priority areas to look at new uses and to kind of spur that demand and that utilization to help the farm gate price overall. So, you know, I think we are really looking forward to this, Mark, and we hope that several people will be able to take a lot away from this and help put those ideas into the commercial marketplace.
Are people able to register at the event, or did they have to do that in advance?
We will accept registrations at the door. If there are people that are not registered yet that want to attend, come on out to the Crown Plaza in Plymouth tomorrow, and you can register on site. There's a few spots left, but we have a pretty strong response for this first event.